This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia and China have showcased their quote-unquote no-limits friendship during a pomp-laden Kremlin ceremony intended to further cement ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. After hosting Chinese leader Xi Jinping over private dinner for 4.5 hours the previous night, Russian President Vladimir Putin greeted him Tuesday for official talks in the Grand Kremlin Palace. The imperial-style pageantry reflected the importance of Xi's 3-day visit to Russia that gave a strong political boost to Putin. Japan's Fumio Kishida met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday during a rare unannounced visit by a Japanese leader that underscored Tokyo's emphatic support for Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion. The Japanese Prime Minister had been the only leader of the group of 7 rich G7 nations who had not visited Ukraine, which is seeing an outpouring of popular support in Japan following the Russian invasion more than a year ago. The U.S. will speed up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams, but that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing Army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. The goal is to have the 70-ton tanks on the battlefield by the fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.